This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Fantasy sports websites DraftKings and FanDuel, each valued at more than $1 billion, have operated under an exemption to the Unlawful Internet Gambling Enforcement Act of 2006, which outlawed online poker and sports betting. Five states have prohibited them from operating, but none are as powerful and influential as Nevada, which has long been a bastion of legal gambling and operates under strict regulation, and has the nation's only active sports betting and has now shut them down. There are only 22,000 home loans in all of Kenya, and most are assumed to be to bank employees at preferential rates. Binge drinking is estimated to cost USA $249 billion. Nebraska is set to vote on abolishing the death penalty. The top 1% includes about 1.13 million households earning an average income of $2.1 million. Raising their total tax burden to, say, 40% from 30% now would generate about $157 billion in revenue the first year. Increasing it to 45% brings in a whopping $276 billion. Even taking account of state and local taxes, the average household in this group would still take home at least $1 million a year. Autopsies found that 71% of the 29 miners killed at Upper Big Branch coal mine suffer from black lung, compared with an industry average of 3.2%. According to a 2011 state inquiry that attributed the blast at Upper Big Branch to a failure of basic coal mine safety practices. In the last month, 35 leading Indian authors and poets have returned coveted awards from the National Academy of Letters in a collective revolt against Salman Rushdie, this week called the thuggish violence creeping into Indian life under the Hindu nationalist government of Prime Minister Modi. The writers' revolt, which began in September after a 76-year-old critic of Hindu idolatry was gunned down in his home, rapidly gained strength this month when Mr. Modi failed to promptly condemn the killing of a Muslim man by a Hindu mob because they suspected he'd killed a cow and eaten its meat. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media, Foundation Movement, AMFM.